In local obituaries this morning, Bertha Veach, age 85, of Louisville, formerly of Kimblesville, died Friday in Louisville. Survivors include four sons and four daughters, including Herbert Samuel Veach, Luther Veach, and Mary Elizabeth Sprouse of Kimblesville, Joe Veach of Columbia. 15 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, one sister, Dorothy Edrington of Kimblesville. Funeral services for Bertha Veach will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Kimblesville Memorial Gardens. Mrs. Mary Ida Alvey Elder, age 85, of St. Mary, died Thursday in Danville. She is survived by six sons, including locally by Fred, Kenneth, Eric, and Mark Elder, all of St. Mary, Paul Elder Jr. of Springfield, one daughter, Katie Elder of St. Mary, a twin sister of Virginia, 13 grandchildren, 16 great-grandchildren. Funeral Mass for Mary Ida Alvey Elder will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Charles Catholic Church with burial in the church cemetery. The Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon is in charge of the arrangements. Mr. Glenn Atwell, age 86, of Kimblesville, formerly of Greensburg, died Thursday at Grandview Nursing Home. He is survived by one son, Rick Atwell, and wife Debbie of Greensburg, two daughters, Charlotte Milby and her husband Tom of Kimblesville, Rhonda Atwell of Columbia, two grandchildren, four sisters, including Edith Coomer and Mildred Patterson, both of Greensburg, and Maydene Curry of Kimblesville, one brother of Louisville. Funeral services for Glenn Atwell will be this morning at 10 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Kimblesville Memorial Gardens. The family requests that expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to the Hogarth Chapel United Methodist Church. Mr. Dan Watson, age 67, of Kimblesville, died Thursday in Elizabethtown. He is survived by his wife, Brenda Watson, two sons, Carl Watson and wife Rhonda, Michael Watson and wife Mimi of Kimblesville, one daughter of Louisville, six grandchildren, one brother and one sister, Finn Watson and Francis Morris of Kimblesville. Funeral services for Dan Watson will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with entombment in the Kimblesville Memorial Gardens. Mr. William Guy Hayes, age 95, of Lebanon, died Thursday at the Cedars of Lebanon Nursing Center. Survivors include his wife, Martha Jewel Toomey Hayes, one daughter of Louisville, three grandchildren, six great-grandchildren. Funeral services for William Guy Hayes will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon, with burial in the Bethlehem Baptist Church Cemetery. Mr. Clarence Raymond Skaggs, age 91, of Somersville, died Thursday at Jane Todd Crawford Hospital. Survivors include two sons and daughters-in-law, Billy and Debbie Skaggs, Larry and Eva Ree Skaggs, all of Somersville, three grandchildren, four great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Clarence Raymond Skaggs will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Greene County Memory Gardens. Mr. Clifford Malone, age 87, of Kimblesville, died Saturday. He is survived by one daughter of Georgia, two sons of Bowling Green and Larry Malone of Kimblesville, 11 grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, one sister of Louisville. Funeral services for Clifford Malone will be Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home, with burial in the Kimblesville Memorial Gardens. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. Mr. Donald Ray Cox, age 67, of New Harmony, Indiana, formerly of Kimblesville, died Sunday in Indiana. He is survived by his wife, Nancy Hardy Cox, two sons of Indiana, three sisters and one brother, Margaret Wilbur, Randy Cox, Debbie Gunter of Kimblesville, Ruby Lobb of Glens Fork. Private funeral services for Donald Ray Cox will be held in Indiana. For more information locally, contact the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.